This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If your birthday is today, you share it with Ernest Hemingway and the Dodd-Frank Financial Reform Law. It's designed to prevent the risky behavior that led to the 2008 financial collapse and to create a better framework to manage financial crises. But many remain unhappy with the changes wrought by Dodd-Frank, including Republicans in the House Financial Services Committee, who have a new report today saying it is time to fix the law. Reporter Tracy Samuelson is following this. Good morning, Tracy.
Thanks, David.
So this report is 100 pages of it. What are Republicans saying therein?
Right. Republicans say that Dodd-Frank doesn't prevent banks from becoming too big to fail, first off. They also worry that some companies are now labeled systematically important to the financial system and are subject to special regulations. Republicans believe that label, systematically important, might signal to investors that the government won't let those companies fail if they get into trouble. And that could become a guarantee of sorts in investors' minds.
Right, a guarantee. Now, Dodd-Frank was gargantuan in proportions, lots of moving parts. Where is the administration now in terms of putting it into force?
There are about 400 different pieces that make up Dodd-Frank. An analysis by the law firm Davis Polk found about half of those rules have been finalized. Another quarter are still in the proposal phase, and the last quarter need government agencies to even come up with them. Jeffrey Manns is a law professor at George Washington University. He says Dodd-Frank is still very much a work in progress.
It's a process of trial and error in that rules will be implemented or being finalized, but those rules will need to be changed.
But Republicans who overwhelmingly voted against Dodd-Frank when it was introduced aren't feeling very patient with that process.
Tracy Samuelson, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.